Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's readings speak to us a lot about this mysterious relationship between the Father and the Son. Our Lord, during his agony in the garden, prayed three times to his heavenly Father to let the cup of suffering, the chalice, pass from him. The letter to the Hebrews says, "Who in the days of his flesh, with a strong cry and tears, offering up prayers and supplications to him that was able to save him from death, was heard for his reverence." Today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah speaks about that, Christ's prayers to his Father in his agony, and how his prayers were heard. "In a time of favor, I answer you." So this is the Father speaking to the Son. "In a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you." And this refers to Sunday, the day of the resurrection. "And I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people." So the Father has given Christ, the Savior of the world, as a covenant in his precious blood to all of us, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, to restore our heavenly homeland to us, saying to the prisoners, "Come out," to those in darkness, "Show yourselves." And so that's what Christ does when he goes to preach to those in prison, that is, the limbo of the just, when he descends into the infernal regions. And one of the things he says to them is, "Come out," because the redemption has been accomplished. And the same thing, our Lord says it in today's gospel. On the last day when he comes, on final judgment, he is going to call everyone from the tomb. "Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out to the resurrection. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation." So the gospel continues this mysterious relationship between the Father and the Son. This is what our Lord is talking about. My Father is at work until now, so I am at work. And the Father, or the Son, sees the Father and does what he sees the Father doing. And the people understood Jesus as making himself equal to God the Father. And that's because he is equal to God the Father. This is what we pray and profess in the profession of faith, in the creed every Sunday, right? Light from light, true God from true God. And so it's important that we put our faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, because whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. So we need to believe, but we also need to put our belief into practice, right? Simply having faith is not enough for salvation, because, as I already read, the deeds make a difference. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, that is, deeds done with living faith and supernatural charity, and those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation, those who have died in the state of mortal sin. So let's turn to our Savior, place our faith and hope in him, and cooperate with grace, working those deeds of charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.